Moncrief on News Talk.
Meanwhile, a manhunt is underway in Italy after a gang pulled off a bank heist during which 25 people were held hostage. But it seems this was part of the plan. They managed to escape through a tunnel they'd spent weeks digging. Nick Squires is the Italy correspondent with the Daily Telegraph. Afternoon, Nick.
Hello, good afternoon.
So could you run us through the sequence of events here? What happened?
Yeah, so this was a fairly audacious bank robbery that took place in Naples a few days ago. What happened was that this gang of robbers, we understand, spent weeks, as you say, digging a tunnel from the sewage system beneath the bank, about 12 metres, and they wormed their way through the ground, and the tunnel popped up directly beneath the security vault of the bank. Now, we understand that three members of the gang sort of popped up into that vault last Thursday. At the same time, three other members of the gang entered the bank Crédit Agricole branch just through the front door. They were brandishing pistols. They corralled everybody who was in the branch at the time. That's 25 people, members of staff and customers, locked them in a room, said, keep quiet, stay calm, you won't get hurt. Meanwhile, the guys in the vault ransacked 40 or more safety deposit boxes, nicked the contents, and then all six of the gang disappeared down that tunnel and have not been seen since. And the Italian media are calling them the mole men.
Now, the three men who went in the front door, why didn't they all come up into the vault through that tunnel? Or was this a kind of a cunning distraction?
Well, I suppose they wanted to secure the building and deal with whoever was inside the building so that the alarm wasn't raised. So the team was split into two, really.
Yeah.
Three guys to keep an eye on the hostages. Those people were kept for about an hour and a half. Nobody was hurt. In the end, they were released when the police were called. They smashed a window and those people were able to leave the bank. But you could see that some of them were pretty shaken.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. And so when the police arrived, did they assume that the raiders were still inside?
Yeah, so there were two elements of police who arrived. Initially, sort of fairly standard Carabinieri police officers arrived, and they were the guys who managed to extract the hostages. A few hours later, a special tactical squad of very heavily armed Carabinieri arrived from their headquarters, their base in Tuscany. They would rush down to Naples. They seem to have held back for a while, we think, because they were not sure whether they were still robbers and possibly hostages inside the bank. They didn't want to go in all guns blazing and possibly spark a firefight in which hostages might get hurt. So when they eventually did go in with automatic rifles and night vision goggles and throwing stun grenades, the robbers had gone. There was nothing to be found.
Huh. Now, it was safe deposit boxes that they were targeted in. So is there even an estimation of how much they might have got away with?
No, there's not. You're right. There's no estimation because, of course, we don't know what the contents of those boxes was. There's some suggestion that this was an inside job, that perhaps the gang had intelligence of what was in those safety deposit boxes. But we don't know that for sure. Obviously, as you said in your introduction, manhunt is underway for these guys. The hostages said that they thought they were locals, that they were Neapolitans, by the way they spoke, their accents, their dialect. For the moment, it's 7 days on, and 8 days on, actually, and apparently there's no trace of them.
My word. Do these kind of robberies happen regularly or even semi-regularly in Italy?
I mean, not really. Tunneling, I think, takes a huge amount of effort, as you can imagine, and it's fairly risky. It's not quite clear in this case exactly why the bank security measures didn't work. I spoke to experts who said, there should be subterranean sensors, underground sensors around these banks, so that you would hear the digging. You would be alerted to the fact that something is going on. In fact, I spoke to one British expert who said that he was an ex-Metropolitan Police officer. He said in a secure facility that he was in charge of, the sensors on the roof were so sensitive at one point that a peregrine falcon would trip the switch, kind of thing, and they had to adjust that sensitivity. It's not quite clear why this tunnelling operation wasn't detected. I contacted Crédit Agricole and they didn't get back to me, so they're keeping things under wraps. Mm. It's a big embarrassment, as you can imagine.
Nick, thanks so much for speaking with us today. That was Nick Squires, their Italy correspondent with the Daily Telegraph.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.